Hey guys, welcome to the Natsuo Kalmada podcast. This is Cindy, and guys, if you could be any animal, what would it be?
I would be an octopus. And because, one, you don't know about the ocean. I want to know about the ocean. Two, octopuses have like...
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Sleep with one eye open, bitch. Anyways, they have like the most... I don't know if it's the most unique or like biggest DNA strand, whatever. And it's not like it's they're not related to anyone on Earth. So I want to do. I want to see what's going on with octopuses.
You never introduced yourself.
Oh, it's Liz Butos. If you didn't know.
Go ahead. Yes, they're aliens.
They are aliens.
I would be. Let me think.
Y'all didn't introduce yourselves.
She didn't.
Oh, yeah, you wrote. This is Max the Bomb. The Bomb. The Bubba Bomb. Well, no, what is it? Oh, the Sex Bomb.
What?
I'm thinking. And that's how you go, Gina.
Okay. Hey, it's Lanta. I think I would be a dog.
Nice. Oh, why?
Because have you seen the dogs in our lives?
Yeah, like, they're pampered.
Look at this dog right now.
I hate her.
Okay, I'm overthinking this way too hard now. I would be a kangaroo.
Cindy, how about you?
Why a kangaroo?
Kangaroo, they have no natural predators.
They do kill humans for fun
and
sometimes.
And humans fear them. And they be trapping people into the waters.
Yeah.
You see those pictures where they're peering over
them? To drown them.
I want to be that. I want to be that intimidating.
They are
and they're swole for no reason.
They are swole for no
and
reason.
They can sit on their tails. You know what? I'm usually anti-kangaroo, but today,
it's not that
pro.
Why wouldn't you be a koala?
I know.
Because they have hella predators.
Hella studios. Don't they all? I thought they all lived in the enclosure. I don't even think there's wild ones. I don't even think that. My nose itches.
And then, like babies, they eat shit. I'm like, I don't know about that.
They eat their mom's boo-boo.
Ew.
It's for the nutrients. It's so they can develop an immune system.
Girl, you don't
got to
tell me. You don't
got to
tell me shit.
Well, too bad, because I'm going to tell you.
No.
I'm it's saying, to build immunity.
I don't want to know why they eat shit.
Well, too bad. Now you know.
What would you do?
The actual Cindy.
Well,
will the real Cindy please stand up?
Sitting here. Well, me, Cindy. I was thinking koalas, but then I thought about the whole shit thing, and I was like, ew. No.
You know, right.
So, I think I could, I'd want, like to be a sloth.
Really?
Yeah.
They're really slow.
They are, and they just get to do nothing.
They're just going from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm. And that's just a millimeter.
No, literally, a day. Oh, wow. Were they being six times in between then? You know what? No, I'm going to still go kangaroo.
You guys are all land animals.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going to visit me in the ocean?
Hey, kangaroos be going in the water.
Not the ocean.
Dogs go to the ocean.
Not chilacas.
That's because Chilacas is scared. But he still goes.
Okay, I'll be a water animal with you. I'm going to be a shark.
Oh, okay. I'm a piranha.
Yeah. All those teeth. And their eyes roll in the back of their head when they dislocate their jaw.
Ew. Oh, God. Okay.
Ooh, I'll be an eel.
Ooh, like an electric eel. I want to be an eel.
No one knows how they get their electric.
And
no one knows reproduce.
How they reproduce. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
What animal would you be?
What's the animal?
I'm thinking dolphin is what comes to mind.
Those fucking murderers?
Rapists?
Rapists? Not rapers, girl.
They're so smart.
No.
I know.
They are. They're devious, bro.
They are. And they're kind of savage.
They are.
Girl, kind of.
Savage. They be jumping. I kind of like that. I'll be a dolphin with you.
Okay, jump shit. Guys, so for this podcast, we also have a fifth member joining us. Hey. Lovely husband.
Hey, guys.
And our editor. So,
he's always here. He's just behind the scenes.
Yes. So before I introduce the topic.
Now we're giving him a mic.
Yes. And before I introduce the topic, and if you haven't heard, I got sick this week, so.
I blame Roderick.
Sorry, guys.
How did you get sick? You just started with allergies, right?
No, it was Roderick.
Oh,
he was sick.
For real?
Yes, for real.
You know
know what?
He was sick first, and then I got sick.
Was this a plot to get on the potty?
That was what it was.
I didn't lose my voice with the illness, so.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
It sounded like you said illness. You have an illness.
Okay, before I introduce the topic, Roderick, what would you be and why?
Possum. They have prehensile tails.
They have what?
Prehensile tails.
What does that mean?
I mean, they can flex it. They can grab stuff with it. Oh, like they hang off the trees upside down. Yeah.
Did I send you that video of that possum collecting leaves?
Yeah.
My little possum. My little mama possum.
That's precious.
That is precious.
They're very precious.
I hate possums.
Possums are cool, man. They're the only North American marsupial.
Yep.
They disgust me.
Yeah, that is true. Uncool. And I feel like we have a couple that live behind our house.
And they eat like, the ticks.
Why did you tell me that?
they eat ticks from dogs and maybe, I don't know about fleas because, you know, they fast.
Okay, well, I'm a fucking shark. I don't care about fucking ticks.
Oh, man. She don't care about your dog.
Okay.
I'm out here fighting real shit.
Well, guys, today we're going to be playing a super fun game that my lovely husband will play for me.
A spicy game. We're all naked.
We are not naked.
We are.
No.
Naked.
No, it says we can't get any socks on our bits.
What bits?
Any bits.
Why are you dropping shit down there? Just laying over the table.
I know you're not talking. You drop shit all the time on you, bro.
Why don't you explain the game to us?
Okay. So, I don't know if you've watched First We Feast has a show called Hot Ones where there's one guy, he's interviewing someone, usually it's a celebrity, and they have like 10 wings that are each a different hot sauce flavor, and usually it gets spicier, you know, the farther into the interview they go. So they made a game, and so we picked out 2 hot sauces. The game's supposed to come with a sauce, but I'm pretty sure I left that at my house, so we might do a repeat, but I'm kind of scared because that one's supposed to be really fucking spicy.
I know.
So maybe it was for the best. So instead, we don't have wings. We have dino nuggies that we will be dipping into 2 different kinds of sauces. Cindy, you have them over there.
Yeah, the first one y'all got was Wicked Sauce, Wicked Hollow, bold flavor with a savory burn, made with smoked paprika and habanero peppers.
Ooh,
say that 5 times.
Habanero pepper, habanero pepper.
Habanero. Oh my god, I just saw a TikTok where a little girl was like picking the veggies out of her fajitas, and she was like, no. I don't like peppers, only Dr. Pepper.
Oh, that's Cindy.
After
my own
heart. It's
Cindy. Okay. What'd
I like?
What's the other sauce?
Second sauce is a Kinder's organic barbecue sauce in mild barbecue.
You have such a radio voice. Say, this episode was brought to you by, and then say an item.
But we don't have any sponsors.
We don't have sponsors.
Okay, so make one up.
We're manifesting.
Ooh, the Smiggle.
Excuse me.
This episode is brought to you by Smiggle & Co.
Smiggled in the day, Smiggle in the night. Wait, what's a Smiggle?
It's just the word he thought of when we were driving.
What the hell? We should have strapped fucking GoPros on y'all on your HEB trip. What the hell is going on?
On y'all little grocery
little adventure. Little adventure. Okay, so what do we draw a core?
Okay, sorry. So there's 2 different stacks. Everybody has a black stack, which should be face down. We shouldn't look at it. And this is where we're going to be drawing from. And then we have 1 extra stack of white cards. So we start with, it says the youngest person, and they draw a black card and they ask the question to the person to their left.
Oh.
And that person either has to answer the question or
dip
into some hot sauce. So you get to choose. And then after we go around once, we play with the white ones, so after each round is over, all players must try to one-up each one another by answering the one-up question. This is a dog-eat-dog mechanic and creates some of the funniest moments of the game. Get ready to spill some hilariously embarrassing memories and make it count, because the lamest answer of the group by vote
we'll have to take the last dab. Ooh, a whole ass dab. Yeah. So it's like, it asks you like to share a memory or a moment or something, or share something about your life. And everyone tries to get the best story, and whoever has the worst story, we all vote on who has the worst one. And
that's when we get to the white ones, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, but what's a
dab? A dab would be like,
oh, covered? We should make that person take the shot.
Huh? I think it's just a dip. I think you just dip it in a little puddle. Yeah.
But that's what we were going to do regardless.
If right? you choose not to answer. Dip.
Yeah, you eat.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Got the game?
Mm-hmm. Max, you're the youngest. Capitan? What? So I draw first?
So you draw first, and you're asking to the person on your left.
So you. Yeah, I just pull one?
Yeah. Okay. You're looking too excited.
Please be a good one.
You might have to warm up these nuggies again.
Yeah. Oh, here we ask you a trivia question about the other players in the game. It's stuff you should know, but if you don't, take a dab. Which university did each player attend?
Okay.
Ooh.
McLennan Community College.
For Max.
For Max. Liz attended MCC. Liz also went to MCC in Tarleton.
And she's well, if you name her too, you have to name mine too.
What?
She went to the other college.
University. You gotta do the full resume.
Oh my god, UTSA.
Yes.
Damn! Cindy attended some classes at MCC and then graduated with 2 degrees from Baylor. Roderick has attended TSDC and MCC.
And?
Texas A&M. Oh! Hey!
I know my people! Dang, that was the BFF trivia. Oh, this is gonna be fun!
Okay, no, that's a good one. That was good. Okay, that was a good one. Okay.
That was stressful!
I'm sweating already! I'm also wearing a hoodie, though, so it's kind of hot today.
Y'all, I was ready to rattle off. Not the years, probably, but, like, your majors, which program you're in. Like,
girl, you're great under pressure. I'd be like,
Yeah.
Cannot compare. Shut up. I am great under pressure.
It's the trauma.
Okay. Ready, Liz?
Yeah.
This is a truth card, so you have to answer the question or take that. No one is perfect. Oof.
Excuse me. No question.
It's just calling you out. It was a roast card. Name a flaw each person in this room.
Oh! Okay. No!
She said that with a smile.
Keep it light, keep it light.
I will flick this into your eye. We're so early into
the night. An imperfection, right? A flaw?
Oh, I need
yeah,
one of those.
A flaw.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's Max coming?
She's leaving. She doesn't want me to say her imperfection.
She's wanting him. Oh, she got him. Are you getting your water?
No, my little ring thing.
Oh.
Go ahead, Liz.
Okay, Aranza's imperfection is... Oh, wait, this is harder than I thought. Yeah, we gotta keep it light.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the dog's on my knees again, bro.
I am way over here, so... She's like, sing it! Anyways, Aranza's imperfection is that... She doesn't value her time.
Ooh. No, you're right. I can't even deny it.
Max's imperfection is... She cares too much about what people think.
That's okay. That's not keep it That is going to hurt my feelings, but...
Does he think I'll push over? Keep going. Don't look at me.
Cindy's imperfection is...
I just skip over Roderick.
He's going to be last.
No! He's warming up.
Cindy's imperfection is... I think she also cares too much about what people think.
You can't reuse one like that.
Yes, I can. Roderick's imperfection is... I give you 3, but I'm only keeping it with 1 because I have some decorum. Roderick's imperfection is. Yes. I want to roast you so bad, bro, but it's going to be recorded. I don't want people to think I'm mean.
You don't have to think that?
Keep it light.
Roderick's imperfection is he thinks he can kick my ass, but he can't.
Nar. I need a real imperfection. That was weak. That was weak. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, second.
No. No. Go. Okay.
Pull your card for Cindy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cindy, list three things you dislike about your boss. If you don't have a boss, then take a dab in your own honor.
Oh, three things I don't like about my boss is...
That's one.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to, like, filter myself to say, like, a compliment before, like, a flaw. Oh, I'm, like, mentally trying to be like, no, just skip it.
No, yeah. Say it.
Yeah.
Say it, Cindy.
I know. She tries to include me in her decision-making too much.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Big mood. Mm-hmm.
And...
It's like, this is your job, just to make
decisions. Yes. It's like, you don't need my opinion. Yeah. And I don't get paid to have an opinion, so...
Per. Right. Like, don't make me most importantly.
I know.
Okay, good. Okay.
Second one is... She asks me to... they might just all be the same.
To do too much.
Yeah, she asked me to do things that should be her job.
Oh, fuck you.
A boss?
Well, like, it's like small things.
But still.
Yeah, it's like organizing lunch.
That's how I got stuck with five things.
Or asking me what a coworker is working on.
Like I'm not your assistant.
I'm not their boss.
Unless that pays more.
Right? Then I'll do it. Then I'll know.
And lastly?
Lastly, last week she called me at 9.
P.M.?
P.M. Just to tell me that something was changing.
Doesn't y'all shit close at 5?
Yeah, but we were submitting something in the morning. And.
But I'm saying, why the fuck she didn't call you like at 6 or 7?
Well, because the C-suite didn't.
Girl, I don't know what the fuck that means. But Cindy, you should have texted her, be like, don't call me after 9.
Like the CEO, CFO decided to make a change on it. Like that
late. She could have sent a text, though.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then that's when they told her. But, like, all that's, I guess, not usual, but okay. The one thing that I'm perplexed is she calls me not to tell me to make the change, just to let me know that she was making the change.
Interesting.
Where it's like, that could have been a text.
Especially because I don't have to email. Do it.
Yeah.
Fuck, bitch, I would have been extra pissed.
And I had just, like, woken up from a nap because... And I was
like,
just,
be for real.
I was, like, in a panic. Like, oh, my God, did I miss an email? Did I miss...
Ooh, something? That is... It's the emotional... Yeah.
Oh, my God, awful. Wow.
Yeah. She is a very nice lady and very new to the role, but... But if you want a manager, like I need to be paid more.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Cindy, Roderick, it's y'all's turn.
Roderick, Cindy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Max. Truth. Oh, answer the question or take a dab?
Dab. I have to decide beforehand?
No.
Oh, my God, Lee, listen up to it.
Okay. We can only have one best friend. Tell us who yours is.
Yeah, take a dab, bitch. take a dab.
Yeah. You don't have one?
Okay. Oh, my bad. No, that's fine. Make it a good one.
This has a weird thingy on it, and it's going to freak me out.
Sorry.
The dino nugget was
I refuse to weird, make. I refuse to pick.
Is it spicy?
No, it's just like chile de árbol.
Oh, I love chile de árbol. No,
okay. See, this is what I was worried about.
That'd it's be too good.
Not too spicy.
That's not a bad thing, though.
No.
Oh, it was gum.
I picked it.
That's why we're taking shots at the...
I was going to say, we should do shots on.
Okay, so we all took a
Roger,
turn,
can we
right?
eat this funky piece?
Why are you... You're not going to eat it at all?
No, I just can't get past that.
You can answer.
I don't even want to look at it.
Sure. I was just so perplexed.
Okay. Oh, my turn.
Speechless.
Oh, wait. We have to do one of these first.
Oh.
Okay. So first, did you see that card? White card. Is the one up. This is the one up round. Everyone answers the same question. All players vote on the worst answer. Lose your dabs. What are the craziest extremes you went through to get alcohol as a minor?
Oh man.
Oh, I got a good. Fake ID.
No.
Oh, did you really? Shit. Damn, that is intense.
And then I used to buy alcohol for people.
Yeah, like me.
You were the plug?
A bitch was 19 in the tienda buying alcohol. Buying flavored Smirnoffs.
I know.
Yeah, right? Yes. Cindy would be like, oh, Aranza's at Applebee's drinking. I'm like, we're 19. How the fuck is she doing
no,
that?
Yeah. Oh my God.
And she's like, just come. I'm like, bitch, no.
Gnar. Yeah. I think... What was it? Like the...
Craziest thing?
To get alcohol. I actually just... Me and my cousin used to just sneak our family's alcohol.
Yeah. Ooh,
that's like dangerous.
As fuck. Because it would be like out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like she would go to the counter and be like, oh, I'm just gonna make a drink. And she would make a drink in front of everyone. But what? Her back would be turned. Oh yes. My God. And I'd be like, and then she'd come back and I'd be like, she'd be like, okay, now, bitch, you gotta go. And I'd be like, just make me one. She'd be like, no, you gotta do it. So I'd be like,
you're wild. I would never.
I never have been able to do that
in front of everyone.
Yeah, dude.
God damn.
You have to be nonchalant with it.
That is crazy. Can't be nonchalant. I'm not that bitch.
Yeah. That's pretty lit.
I don't know if I ever did anything like that, but I don't know what it is. I mean, ADHD is hereditary, but my parents have like random bottles of alcohol. Like in the dining house? Room or in the fridge.
Just buy one in the cabinet.
Yeah, so like randomly, I could potentially grab something and they would just not know about it.
Wouldn't even notice.
No. Mm-hmm. Until like the holidays when they would start bringing out their alcohol.
You could just gaslight them though.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I would do. Oh, I dated an older guy.
That's pretty clutch.
I know. Honestly.
So, awful. Okay, so.
Who had the worst answer?
Cindy.
Damn.
Take a dab.
Cindy for following the rules.
Roddy Rick.
Okay, we're testing the Wicked Hollow.
Damn, I'm gonna forget all the chicken.
Can you give us the notes? What are the flavors?
Do you
you're
like
getting?
It? Do you like it, Mike?
Can you describe the level of burn in your mouth?
It's not a lot.
It's not. It like only stays on your tongue.
It's not a lot.
I also have a burnt part of my tongue though.
No, baby. No, it's just you.
It's delicious, though.
It is good. I would totally wish some chicken legs and, like, for real shaking. I would get that. Thank you.
I thought he was supposed to take a shot.
No, Cindy takes a shot for having the worst answer.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Cindy,
take a shot.
That's right.
Shot.
Unless
shot,
Roger's taking your shot.
Unless Roger's taking your shots.
I guess I can take my own shot.
Okay, while you do that.
Honestly, that might be helpful for your throat, Cindy.
Maybe, I'll get some bourbon.
You don't want to drink.
Yeah, you can't go okay when you're blacked out. That's my motto.
Wait, what'd you say?
You can't be in pain when you're blacked out. But tomorrow?
Yeah, the next day, you sure can.
Okay, Aranza.
Did you like these? Okay, yes, I'm ready.
It's a truth or dare.
Okay.
Truth or dab. That's what it is. Dab. Who's the most promiscuous here?
What? How do you define promiscuous?
Why are you asking me? This is a card. There's no.
Does that, like, is that, like, slutty?
I know, this is slut shaming. Yeah. Okay, who has, yeah, okay, I'll ones. Switch it up.
Which we don't condone.
I'll switch it up. Who has the most Nelly Furtado energy?
Oh, promiscuous girl. You teasing me.
Liz.
You know what? I didn't even get to finish
she
the
said,
song.
She said, use a hoe. No, I'm just kidding.
That's not what I said.
I'm just kidding.
That's not what I said.
That's some real hot girl shit. Because Nelly Furtado is that bitch.
She is. She got a TikTok. She looks just
Did
the
she?
Same.
She
yeah.
does.
And, but she gave up her fan, her...
No, I know, to raise her kid.
Yeah. That's but, pretty bad.
Yeah, now she has... Well, obviously, she still has a kid. She has a TikTok.
Now she gave up her kid to be a celebrity.
She's just kidding, NF.
Okay, I shuffled
yeah,
my stack kidding, again because we were getting a lot of truth cards.
Okay.
So hopefully... Yes. Okay, Liz, ready? BFF trivia.
Oh, give me some tapatio.
We're going to ask trivia question about other players in the game. It's stuff you should know, but if you don't, take a dab. List each player's birthday month.
Damn, Liz is good at this.
October, Bradansa, Cindy's May, Max is March Max, and Roderick is...
Yeah.
September.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, now name our pets.
Girl. I mean, Selena, Osito, Ophelia,
Squidward. No, our pets' birth month.
Yeah. Selena is 1/26 January. Osito's.
How come you gave our date?
Because y'all just said month.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, read your name. Yeah, I'm just bullshitting.
Yeah, bitch.
Girl, where's Burras?
You didn't even let me get to it, and you don't even know when she was born. You just know when you got her.
Gotcha. Okay, when is it? When was it? Exactly.
It was during COVID.
Nar. Yar.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. Make up your own question. Anything goes.
Then this is for Cindy.
Yeah. Make up your own question. Cindy's wait, how does that work?
Fixing up her shot.
You ask the question, and they either
answer
or whatever. The dub.
Oh, okay.
It can be a trivia. All right. It can be.
Or just pick another card.
What do you want to know?
Yeah.
Cindy, do you want to pick another card?
Up to you.
Up to you.
You go for it.
Go for what?
To make up the question.
No, you make up the question up. For Cindy to answer.
Yeah. Or I totally misread that. No, okay. Well.
What do you want to know about Cindy?
Oh. Cindy. Do you like us better than your Dallas friends?
Ooh! Truth or dare?
This question was brought on for one of our listeners, my best cousin.
Oh, that's good. That's my dog. That's my dog.
Cindy's thinking real hard for an answer that she comes here real quick.
Honestly.
No.
You better just dab, bitch.
No, of course. I like y'all better.
Better.
More? You like us more?
You didn't specify who y'all is.
Say it. Stop trying to start shit. But actually, he has a point.
You guys in front of me.
Yeah.
She's holding a picture of Karen. I would cry.
No. I mean, obviously, y'all were like in my wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay, Cindy, Roderick, y'all search. No, not yet.
It's our
go
turn.
Go ahead.
I pull card. Okay. It's truth or dab, Max. We all have emergencies. Have you ever went to the bathroom somewhere you were not supposed to?
Yeah. Of course. Numerous times.
You hooligan.
Let us say where.
No.
Yeah. What?
Oh.
Really?
The ACC parking lot.
Boston Community College?
And the ACC parking garage.
You didn't even go to that school.
Okay, I was there.
That makes it worse.
Two parks.
Ew.
We asked for one.
Yeah, bro, I'm not gonna hold it.
I guess, yeah.
Well, number one, I'll hold it number two.
I hope so. You're gonna be like Smokey. What are you doing over there?
Okay, you ready to answer?
Yes. Oh, wait, we have to do a truth or dab.
Right.
White card. Okay, one up card.
Wait, let Cindy drink her tequila shot.
Wait, no, I haven't asked you one in this round. They asked. I ask.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, might be.
Yours is a roast. This is a roast card where you don't answer the question. Instead, you have a choice to take a dab or let all the players here roast you. By telling us how good or bad you'd be as a plus one wedding date. So do you want to get roasted or do you want to take a dab?
I'm gonna take a dab.
Good choice.
Which sauce?
The little one.
So I dug up some extra sauces.
Yes.
We've got the famous Marie Sharp's, yes. Proud product of Belize. Habanero pepper sauce, hot.
Ooh,
yeah, that one.
Oh, is that the one you gave us?
Yeah, I brought this one back from Belize.
Okay. I didn't get a hot sauce.
And I will also be taking my shot now.
No, I didn't. I got that one.
Oh, yeah.
I love that thing.
Ooh!
Nice.
I don't like being
I don't know where my Dr. Pepper went.
Oh, Dr. Pepper does sound good.
Well, now it's yours, Cindy.
Right on.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was Roderick's.
That is kind of spicy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that one's. And then this other one, we got some liquid fire over here. But...
Okay, now we do the white card.
Okay. I already seen that one. Sorry. What's your worst breakup story?
And then whoever has the worst or the best. Oh, the worst one, right?
The worst one.
Worst as in, like, the most jarring. No, the lamest. Oh, like the lamest. Lamest.
Okay.
Damn.
I just did my shot.
Sucks for you, mama.
Oh, yeah.
Might as well. Cindy, go make your shot again. You don't even have to hear this.
Are we going to tell breakup stories or no?
I mean, y'all should for the listeners. I'll just let the listeners know. I just broke up with my ex over the phone.
Solid.
Before the holidays, so I wouldn't have to buy him anything.
Solid. Oh my God.
Solid.
Wow.
It's fair.
It's totally fair.
Solid.
Yeah, like the day before Thanksgiving.
Was it? Oh my God. Okay, hold on. That's good. A good one. Right? I know, that's a good one. Okay, like, that's a good shot.
When did you
need
me to come Thanksgiving? Liz? I need out of blood.
Wait, yeah. Roderick needs to say his.
But yeah, they're not playing separate.
We just broke up like over a text.
Did you or her?
I did.
Damn, Savage.
Oh my God.
Savage. Also, before the holidays.
No, before her birthday.
No, it was just like during the middle of a semester.
Damn.
Not a Savage.
During midterms. Was she blindsided?
Probably.
Damn, Savage.
Okay. My worst breakup story would probably be old dude that I dated for like a fucking week. Because
wait, are we talking about?
Yeah. Because he alleged that he didn't break up with me for this reason, but then later on he admitted to it because I made him admit to it before I hung out with him again. But because I got blacked out drunk and acted a fool. That's also my fault with old dude. And it was really embarrassing, and he was like, no, it's because I'm still in love with my ex. And I was like, okay, whatever, bro. I knew it was because I was sloppy, so like, plus I was a little hungover, so I was like, I don't give a fuck. And then later on, he was trying to hang out and kick it still. And I was like, we're not hanging out until you tell me the truth. He was like, okay, it is because, but baby, I was blacked out that whole night, so...
It Who is knows what happened?
Who knows what happened?
It is what it is.
It does, you know, yeah.
The only thing I remember is yelling for him to take me to buy a Black and Mild. And us going.
Priorities.
And being a fucking menace in the 7-Eleven.
Pasas. Cindy is going to take her other shot.
Wait, well, I might actually have a lame story. Because we know you don't, Liz.
Thanks, I guess.
No, because I don't really have a breakup story. I just broke up with someone. Oh man, I should have waited because they were gonna buy they were gonna buy me tickets to Alasan for my birthday. To watch Los Alacranes.
Oh my God!
En un jaripeo.
But she broke up with him before.
No,
I just like was not feeling it.
Was it over text, face to face?
No, I did it face to face, bro.
Not a savage like these two over there.
Well, we met up at a school corridor, so that we were in public. And I just...
Not a corridor. Who are you, Harry Potter?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever broke up with anyone over text. Oh wait. I broke up with a handwritten letter. That's nice, though.
It's very traditional. Very respectful.
Honestly. I hope he has it framed. It's the best breakup he's ever going to have.
Well, unlike these perfect people, I got broken up with.
I got broken up with in my story.
Yeah, but this is the only one I got. We were dating for a really long time. I asked him what's up. He's like, have my kid or nothing. And I did not have his kid. And so he left me crying in the middle of Cameron Park.
Cindy it was in the middle of Cameron Park?
Yeah, Cindy had to come pick me up.
Fuck. Wait, because you rode with him?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, yeah. Yeah. It was awful.
Terrible. It sounds awful. Yeah. Okay, so Ananta has a lady for this, sorry.
I figured I would.
Damn, Cindy, you
won.
Shot.
And then read your card when you come back. Dang, breakups suck. But they're kind of nice. Because they're cathartic. You know? The best art comes from a breakup. Look at Van Gogh.
I'm scared.
That earless fuck. He's all types of heartbroken.
He still has one ear, or had one ear.
Yeah.
That 1.5 fuck, ear fuck.
Wait, was that?
Ear fuck.
No. What happened to Poe?
Edgar Allan Poe? He just went insane in the main brain.
No, his wife died or something.
And yeah. He died by suicide?
No, he just collapsed. He had like his brain swole up or something. Somebody found him on the side of the road, I think.
Edgar Allan Poe?
I feel like at the time they thought he had gotten super drunk and just died at the side of the road.
What?
Or something like that.
Sorry, I'm taking so long. I'm getting a chaser. Yeah. Sorry. Weak.
Sorry.
I just know I don't do well with warm tequila.
I know.
I don't do well with warm tequila.
So yeah, Cindy had to ice her shit up. Cindy, you haven't taken your shot.
Because I didn't win.
Because she didn't win.
No, this is your... Oh, wait. No. We automatically thought Cindy was going to lose?
Yeah.
That's pretty...
You're the one that said, Cindy, go ahead and get your shot.
Yeah.
But I think it was for a different reason. I think it's...
Yeah, so she still needs to take her shot.
She didn't tell
her. No, that was it.
That she had to take. This yeah. one's for me.
This one was to prepare for the lamest breakup.
Okay.
Oh my god, I shouldn't have read how Edgar Allan Poe died.
Okay, next question. Oh, I want a gummy worm.
Anyways, who's next?
A gummy would have been a good chaser.
Ooh.
Truth, you find the magic lamp, Liz. What are your 3 wishes?
I wish I was a citizen. Yeah. Dual citizen. I wish I had lots of money.
Yes.
And lastly,
a friend compound.
A what?
Mm-hmm. A friend a tax compound. Free. Yeah, a friend compound.
A property that you and your friends can live on.
I wish I was a cult leader.
There you go.
What?
You
know, I have a free compound.
I'll take it.
Lizards unite.
Get the fuck out of here!
We discussed this previous episode.
So annoying.
What are you looking for, Roger?
Don't you ever make eye contact when you do that again.
You're right.
Unless you make eye contact every time you do that with your tongue.
Why are you weird? Okay, now it's my turn to Cindy.
Yes. You're...
Yeah.
Tell us the name of every player's first kiss.
Oh my god.
I don't
god.
Think you know this, Cindy.
I don't even know that.
I do not.
Yeah. Check your dab.
I'm going to have to take a dab.
Go ahead, Roger.
You're gonna have to take the dab.
Do you need more of this,
bro? I got a little dribble.
A little dab.
That's good.
Wow, Cindy didn't know.
Not all of y'all.
I would have known.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have known.
Who was your first kiss, Liz?
It was this boy named Miguel.
Cindy, who's your first kiss?
He was real cute back then. Now he's kind of
your first real kiss.
My first real kiss, probably Misael.
That's her first boyfriend, right?
Yep.
Nice. My first real kiss was probably real kiss, like Justin, at the top of a Ferris wheel. It was aww, so romantic.
Aranza,
oh my god, I've made out with so many people.
I know, not I know.
Skimming through.
Girl, what's the first one?
I don't know, honestly.
Your first real kiss?
Yeah.
You want to have it now?
What about you, Roger? Glossy things.
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Your first one?
Yeah, I do not know.
Bunch of whores.
Right?
I know.
Right
on, the most promiscuous. Right on.
Like, okay.
Right, Joss?
Y'all can't even think of, like, the first person. Not even, like, the first moment.
You damn. Know? Whores! Oh. Right on.
God damn.
I mean, kissing is fun.
It is fun.
Sure.
But a first is a first.
A first is a first is a first. Whores. Yeah. Sluts.
Damn.
Harlots.
Charlatans. Hester Prince. Okay, go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry.
Jezebels.
Nice. Nice. Go on.
Yeah. Oh, don't look at me like that, sir. What is it?
Truth or dab.
Okay.
The room's on fire, and you can rescue everyone but one. Who are you
leaving? Oh, my God. Why are we kicking it?
Girl, you better dab.
Everyone but one.
You better
someone's
dab.
I'm
die.
Not
someone's
answering this.
Die.
Oh I'm not God. Answering this.
Wow.
Bro, these are savage.
Why do I have to ask that
that was tense.
Oh, it got some kick to it. Yeah. It does. It's sitting around the tip of my toe.
This is the Belizean salsa. It's really good.
It's good.
Very tasty. I need to order more on Amazon.
Mm. Do you still have to ask an answer question?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Pop quiz. Put your basic knowledge to the test. Get one answer wrong and take a dab.
Fuck. Okay. Oh, no, I'm not good at pop
quiz. Question number one. Where did the first Olympic Games take place? Oh. A. Athens. B. Crete. C-R-E-T-E. I don't know. C. Santorini.
No, Athens.
Correct. Two. Which country has won the most Olympic medals? Oh, God. A. Russia. B.
USA.
Or C. Germany.
I'm gonna say USA.
Oh my God! Yes. Proud to be Q and Eagle screech. I mean a Falcon screech because I really.
I bleed red, red, and blue.
And lastly. What the fuck? Who won the first Olympic gold medal? Oh. A. Tyler Cranston. B. James B. Connolly. C. Ulrich Salcho. Salchow. Salchow?
Salchichas.
I'm gonna say. Sounds hard.
B? Oh my God! Yes!
That's my dog!
Yes! Good job, dude! That was crazy! That was good, that was good, that was good. Okay, okay, white card.
Okay, white card, ready?
Oh shit, Senor already has the tequila for shot one of us. Card. Oh wait, no, she's sick, JK. That's her forever.
One up. Share a travel experience where things went the worst possible way.
Like traveling there was bad?
The one with the weakest story.
So okay. Traveling there was bad?
No, just the trip. Travel experience. Any travel experience.
Like just an experience
really
there,
bad.
Yeah.
Does that have to be like during traveling?
Yeah. No, it's just on the trip. Like if you travel.
Oh, excellent.
And then
okay.
So it includes when you go, when you're there, when you come back. Yes. Okay.
Any part of the trip.
Yeah, so I was camping in New Mexico.
Ooh,
hiking
fun.
With Hoomst. Set the scene.
The Boy Scouts of America.
Oh my God! I'm dead. I know where this is going.
Yeah,
he wins worst.
Oh, and we're we're on our way up. We're going up big mountain, and we're big tired. And
big tired.
The weather's beautiful.
Are you being
and
sarcastic?
One of these adults, no, not at all. It's beautiful. And one of these adults leans over and is like, "You know what would really." Really, really make this not fun for you guys. I'm like, what?
How old were you?
Probably 16 or 17.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought you were babies.
He's like, well, you know what make this not good? He's like, if it just started storming. And we're like, don't say that. And he's like, but I mean like a good one. Like I'm talking hail and then like just torrential rain. And I mean like, not even when we're walking. It'd be the worst if it happened when we got to camp. Wouldn't that be terrible? And we're like, thanks. That's really cool of you. And that's exactly what happened. We got to camp. The weather just rolled black. All the clouds rolled black. And then it
exactly
just dumped on us.
Said.
Started
Shut
hailing.
Up.
And he's standing there just smiling like a big goof. He's just standing there in his raincoat. And he's like, aha! It happened.
Uh-huh. Maybe he said that because he knew the weather.
I mean, if he has one of those plates in his knees and he felt it coming. You know.
No, I meant like he listened to the weatherman in the
there
morning.
There was no listening
like
to the weatherman. We were in the middle of.
I said in the morning. Nothing.
It's Philmont Scout Ranch. So it's like a
maybe they just have a secret radio ranch.
Right.
Either way, that sucks. What does? Why are you laughing?
I know. I've had a lot of. Bad travel experiences.
Mine would be the Oklahoma trip.
I kind of just want a chicken nugget.
Have a chicken nugget.
We were up all fucking night. One of the guys got lost. He went to a hotel room with some girl without telling anyone. So to go to every entrance at that fucking casino, and at one of the entrances, the guy who's driving backed into like a pole that's there to protect from the fucking to protect other cars. Hard as fuck. All the attendants were like, it was legit like a movie. Everyone was looking, and I was like, that's fine. It's fine. Don't fucking look at me. We were hungover. It was miserable. And I didn't get home till like 1 p.m. But we got Waffle House.
Nice. I think my worst one was when I used to take a train down from Goshen to Waco. It was like a 30-hour train ride, which that was bad enough. But one time, the train broke down and I was stuck in Chicago. And so they put me on a Greyhound bus. And I ended up in Minneapolis at 4 a.m. for like 3 hours before we could switch to a bus. And there was this lady there who was like losing her shit. And like her phone was turned off and she was like crying her eyes out to the attendant. And she kept begging people to borrow their phone. And this one guy let her borrow his phone. And then she walked away with it. And the guy was like, hey, where are you going?
She stole his phone?
And it was like, you know, this is after like I already had a full day of travel. It's 4 in the morning. Like I'm not all there.
You're like delusional.
I was delusional. And it was just like a fever dream. Ass mess.
Oh, man. Okay, no, my Greyhound bus trip was my worst travel.
It's just awful.
Greyhound is terrible. The bus station. I had to be at the bus station at like 6 o'clock in the morning. So I had to leave campus at like 5. It smelled like piss in there. The restaurants were terrible. And it was from San Antonio to Waco on my birthday.
Oh, that's awful. She wins awful. The cake. Damn.
But I was on bus 6969. Unwin. You unwin the meeting.
Wow. I guess my travel trip. I do remember when I was 13. I traveled from Waco all the way to Coatzacoalcos, Mexico. And that was like a 30-plus-hour drive, and just having to be in the backseat to my parents.
Oh my just gosh. Y'all three?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
I feel like I went a little delusional after a while.
Yeah, absolutely. You delirious. Get stir crazy. Yeah. That's my father. And then the fucking bus stop. That's the worst part is the stops because they're necessary. Like, on any trip to me, that's the worst part. Like, even if it's a pee stop, because I'm like, I just want to fucking be there, but I have to pee again. Like, shit like that. Yeah. It drives me nuts.
Yeah. I guess nothing too crazy, because I was 13 and with my parents.
Sure.
Yeah.
Liz?
Oh. Mine just recently happened is when I went by myself for the first time driving on the highway to fucking College Station. Had the worst time there. Didn't sleep. My friends were high on mushrooms there. Oof. So I was like, this is awful. And I didn't sleep. I was sober as fuck. And I didn't sleep for maybe all day for maybe 30 minutes. And then I got my ass and went back to Waco.
That is shitty.
It's awful.
That
is awful.
I hate it. So who had the lamest?
Yeah, who loses? Oh.
Wow, rude.
Pretty bad.
Roger's right.
Yeah.
Maybe I vote Cindy.
I think I vote Cindy's too.
Okay. So Cindy.
Because it was still with your parents.
Yeah. I don't understand. I still have to eat the chicken nugget.
Yeah.
No, it's a shot.
Well, no, it's a shot.
Oh,
no,
yeah. You got it. Good.
Proud to be an American.
We saw the most American bathroom today.
I thought you were milking. Yes.
No, yeah. It was like an American flag threw up and reproduced.
I'm about to save it. My story. I thought you were milking. Okay. Story or card time.
Okay. Liz, ready? Truth or dab. Who in this room is more negative than positive?
I'm just dab.
Do you want the big spicy?
No, I'm mixing these together. It tastes really good together. Because that spicy alleged one is just like really vinegary.
Right, yeah. It's supposed to be punishment, though.
Oh. Well, give it a year then, I guess.
That's true.
Or you could try St. Chili Head Liquid Fire Hot Sauce. No, burning since 1975.
That's not that long.
A nug.
Yeah. Grass.
Okay, yes. Liz.
Oh,
They're just eating nuggets now.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Everyone's just eating nuggets.
Okay. Trying it.
That one's actually spicy. I like it. Mm-hmm. All right, Cindy. Which high school did each player attend?
Okay.
start with Roderick. You went to Riker. Mm-hmm. Max ended up at Wake Y. Mm-hmm. At UNSA University. Mm-hmm. And Lee is at Wake High.
All right, girl, you got it.
Yay.
I know my friends.
Yay.
Friendship.
Y'all's turn.
Correct.
Oh,
go ahead.
Go
ahead. Okay, so it's a roast card.
Oh, God.
You don't answer the question. You have a choice to take the dab or let all players roast you. Let all the players roast you by telling us what you'd do if you won the lottery.
Oh, good one.
Okay, go. I can take that roast. Oh, it's probably going to be accurately stupid.
Ready?
I'm ready. One roast! Oh, shit. I have to make it good. Please! If I won the lottery, what stupid shit would I
can
do?
Can I go first?
Yeah, go for it.
Nothing, because you'd forget about it. You'd never go to the office.
Got your ass.
It would end up being a lot of admin, and you wouldn't go to the office to pick up your payment.
Oh my God, you're so...
Oh my God.
My fucking check would expire. I'm like, fuck. Damn, it's acting as shit.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
It's like, I don't think that can be beaten.
No, go on.
Liz?
What?
You have to do a
it's
roast.
It's your turn. Roast.
Oh, I thought we were going back to Anansa.
No, we're roasting her.
What does it matter? Roderick?
I think that you'd buy a craft store. Like you'd buy a store in an outdoor shopping mall and then run it into the ground.
Damn!
This is harsh. I need to right. I never regret.
You just said, never business. Wow.
I feel like you'd end up taking on more animals than you could manage. You have with like the random assortment of animals all over your house.
I am a little overzealous. Like the girl and the bridesmaids enclosure. Who got overzealous and all the party gifts.
Yeah. All the puppies. Then she
oh my God! Yeah, Melissa McCarthy's character. Yes. She's like, I may have taken on with 9. I should have stopped with 7. Bitch, 7? She's in that van.
Yes. They took all the good ones. Yeah, I just feel like you would hyper-focus on one thing and just buy all the versions of that one thing. And that's how you would blow your fucking money.
You're not wrong. Okay. My turn to ask. Alanza?
Yeah.
BFF trivia.
Okay.
Ooh! List each player's middle name. Ooh. And if you can't, take a dab.
She said middle name.
Oh, Lisbeth.
Scrub that out, please.
Editor.
Muy amable.
Another Falcon Screech.
Lisbeth. Janet.
Mm-hmm.
Roderick, let me come back to you.
Oh, he does have a middle name.
He does.
Isabel.
Isabel, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, what is Roderick's middle name?
It's something cool.
Wait, no.
Not that I'm something lame.
Jose's.
So cool.
I know Jose's.
Damn.
He doesn't tell us. Yeah, he doesn't tell us. Is it Sebastian?
It was on the wedding invitations.
Wait.
I don't have mine.
I have so many if you want a copy.
Oh, I do.
Can I have one right now?
Yeah.
At least I'll know.
I feel like I do know Roderick's.
Tell us what it starts with.
Yeah.
It starts with an A.
That's what
I Okay, yeah. Okay, then I think
oh, is it Alejandro?
It's not Anthony.
Alejandro?
No.
No.
Is it Anthony?
No.
Antonio?
No.
Is it Andrew?
How many guesses do you
have?
It's Aranza's guess.
No.
Aranza's figured out.
You drew all her guesses.
I don't give a fuck about her.
I know. If we get it, she does it. She has to take the dab.
Right.
Arturo.
Aron.
Yeah, Arturo.
Arturo!
Let's go!
Okay. I knew it was there in the recesses of my memories.
Said
I know
beep.
My people.
For real?
No.
I
Arturito, R2D2. I'm never gonna forget that.
Arturito. Arturito.
Okay, a white.
I was a little worked up there.
Your brain, I'm hot,
your
bro.
Brain was flushed. Yeah.
That's stress.
Girl, I was like, damn, what is his name?
Wading through memories.
Oh, that's what that was.
Okay.
That's a clue.
So, again, lamest story takes a shot. What's the most intense drug you've ever taken? How was it? Should we skip this?
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. What's the craziest photo or video you have on your phone? Prove it.
I don't want to prove
skip
it.
That. Yeah, you bitches want it, yeah.
Nasty.
Ew.
About to throw it right now.
Okay, one last one.
Next one. This last one. Share time you broke someone's heart.
Aww. We just did that.
No, that was a breakup.
That was a breakup.
Okay, that one's stupid. Do not. Because we basically just did that.
Kind of.
Things aren't always smooth sailing in the bedroom. Tell us your most embarrassing story.
Oh, my God. Do that one. Do that one.
You said.
Do that one.
Okay, who's going to go first?
Hot as heck.
Failure.
What was the question again?
The most embarrassing bedroom story. We don't have to say the person.
Okay, because...
Okay. No, we cannot say the person. I feel like we would already know the person.
I was giving my significant other head, and their sibling was nearby, and I'm pretty sure they heard us.
Oh my God!
But I didn't look at it. Stop.
I had a similar experience.
That's your most embarrassing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shit, you were embarrassed in the moment.
Right? Hell yeah. Shameless.
Whoring.
You want it.
Sometimes you're just like past the point of stopping.
Honestly.
Yeah. I guess similarly, I was also giving.
What is it called? Tunglingus?
Cunnilingus.
Isn't it just for the girl side?
Yeah, it's fellatio.
Fellatio.
I don't like that word.
I don't either.
I was giving fellatio. And the ending kind of lit, like, splattered into my eye.
Did your eye hurt, bro?
It really did.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
What eye, Petey?
You can't even tell me why your eye hurts.
That's funny as fuck.
I was like, well, I'm gonna go to the bathroom now.
Oh my God.
I'm a pirate.
Shut up. Oh my God.
That's fucking funny. Unfortunate though.
For you. Funny for me.
Liz.
Girl, I'm trying to think. These are pretty embarrassing.
I know. Okay. Embarrassing. Mine is a similar thing, except.
In the I do?
No. Same sitch. We're done. Or whatever. I go home. I hang out with my friend later.
Oh, ew. I think you told me
this. You did tell you this. And so she's like, oh, so y'all linked up. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, I can tell. And that's why. It was in my hair.
Oh, my God.
Yes, girl. I was like, yeah.
You have really long hair.
Disgusting.
And I was like, oh, my fucking. And I think we had to go to, like, Walmart.
Oh,
like,
wow.
We had to pick stuff.
That's
some
a real
store.
Walmart by there.
It was something, but we were at a gas station when she noticed it. And she was like, oh, I can tell. And I was like, she was like, I think it's in your hair. And I was like, ugh. And so I had to get like a whip hoot tone. Like,
yeah.
It was atrocious. fucking atrocious.
There was something about Max.
What'd you say?
Instead of a something about Mary.
Oh, yeah. Liz.
Mine aren't that bad.
So you take the shot.
That's not a shot.
Yeah.
It's a white card. A white card shot.
Oh, Lord. Roderick still hasn't said his.
Well, yeah. You haven't either.
Go ahead. No, I'll go. My most embarrassing one is when I was having sex and my older brother came home early. So I'm pretty sure he saw at least a part of it.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
But I hope to this day he didn't. Because the had a link, and so you can't open the door all the way, but it has a chain.
Oh. Yeah. He saw a bitch!
It was very awkward.
Yeah. Oh my god, I would be so humiliated.
This is so humiliated.
Oh my god. Another time, it was him and his friend that had come over, and I had just finished doing stuff.
And it smelled like sex.
I never know what's like. Back then, I know what it smells like, but his friend was like, "It smells funny in here." I was like,
Oh my god.
It was always him and his fucking friend. I was like, oh,
fucking hate. Smelly smell. I was like, what? That is fucking hilarious. Oh my god, that's so embarrassing. Yeah. I would cry.
It was.
Oh my god, I would fucking cry.
Roderick.
I was mid coitus.
I love that
mid thrust.
coitus, bro.
In the back of my old little Honda Civic. And a police officer had to knock on the door, knock on the window to remind me.
Mid-coitus?
Yeah. Had to remind me that you can't do that.
That's you have happened to go somewhere to me else.
In the streets. Wow. That's a good one.
Happened to me too.
And he didn't leave.
You hooligan.
Yeah.
Horse.
I think we all deserve a shot after these embarrassing.
Something embarrassing.
Okay, who had the lamest?
Oh my I don't know. Those were all those pretty are solid. Really fucking good.
Yeah, they were.
They were all
I
really
feel like
cringy.
We're going to have to call it a tie. And I'll take a shot.
Yeah, let's all take a shot.
Okay.
Roger, can you give us some cups? I have
okay,
one
we'll be taking a little pause.
Pause.
Hey, guys. We're back. We have our shots.
Shot.
Okay, guys. For our most embarrassing stories, we all get these shots. Cheers.
Those were good stories, bro.
Cheers.
Silencita.
Not bad. Always anticipated it to be way worse than it turned out to be.
Do it warm, maybe. I'm telling y'all. The warm helps it go down faster.
No, it's
I don't like shots.
The breathing in and not taking a breath out while taking the shot works.
Mm-hmm. I just did that.
Yeah.
You still made a face, though, but it was, like, chill.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could have been worse.
Okay.
Well, with that, I think we're going to end this part one.
Yay.
Toodaloo, bitches. Putos, putexes.
Half a laughing at those.
You're welcome.
You're welcome for our embarrassing stories to entertain you.
Do I not amuse you?
Honestly, I'm sure everyone has an embarrassing sex story.
And I
want to
hear
them.
I
hope you feel seen. Yeah. I hope you feel comment and validated by our
let me know.
Stories.
And if y'all want to share a story,
honestly, DM
please
us.
Let
please
us
DM
know.
Us.
Oh my god, yes, DM us so that we can play it.
Anonymously.
Oh my god, we can read them anonymously.
Yeah.
Yes! Oh my god!
We promise
yes.
Not to say
DM
your name.
Us. I really want to know.
Yeah, I really yes. want to know. Most embarrassing sex story, what is it?
Yes, we promise not to say your name or any
ours.
Details.
Ya te toca.
Yeah.
Ya les toca, mabosos.
All right. Hasta luego.
Over and
bye,
out.
Hoes.
Bye.
I know I'm just...